try to go over the Iker Lochus of the Dalet Milim. I want to be Magdi. Some halachas that are mamish mi'ikar adin. Some halachas that are only chumras. Some halachas that are considered riske chumras. Some halachas that are mamish dikdukim ba'al. We'll start from the Esrei. It says, "V'kachtem lechem b'yoyim ha'rishayim priyei tzodo." So Chazal darshan, "V'lokachtem lechem shetiyeh lekicho tam." A complete lekicho. But this is only b'yoyim ha'rishayim. The first day has to be a lekicho tam, a full lekicho. Pri Eitz Hodol. Lefi most Rishonim, the Ramo Paskens, Pri Eitz Hodol has to be all of the 7 days. Shitas HaRambam will see that Hodol is also only on the first day. So we'll start with the halachas. It's a halacha in Esrei that the Esrei cannot be chosar. It's a Mishnah Esrei a chosar posu. Why chosar is posu? It says, "V'lekachtem lochem shetir lekicho shleimo, lekicho tamo." If it's chosar, it's not a lekicho tamo. This is in the first day, and at Yisrael it's only Nagia the first day. And Chutz La'aretz, also in the second day of Yontif, also it's Mechoishish to the halachas of the first day. The Ma'aseh, some achroinim hold that the din of Lekichat Tamo and Chutz La'aretz was not knowing in the second day Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, but we'll see the different kulis between the Tzarefim. If Be'ezus Hashem bona Beis HaMikdosh, a lot of shittas could be the psul of chosar is also knowing the 7 days. It's machlekes. It's nagad what we learned in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnayos, and the Suda. So we learned that Ba'amikdosh nito al kol shiva, and Beis HaMikdosh they took lulav the whole 7 days with their raisa. Now, what is the pshat lula dittel b'mikdash shiva? Shita saramba means the whole Yerushalayim. So a lot of people are machmer. If you go to the old city, you chayev the whole 7 days like the first day. So the mele, if you go to the old city in Sukkot, you will have to be machmer not to have a chosar all the 7 days. Also, there's another chumah the marshal. If someone takes lulav and yeshiva and he goes to the kaiser, he has to take the lulav again. Because here he was only yaitze the rabbanon. For the Rambam, like the Bikur Yankev in Yerushalayim, in the old shtot, Yechayim v'dei reise. So the marshal, some people only go to the kaiser by night in Sukkot. They're so nervous to have a kosher lulav. They go by night. But for sure you have to be marked that lochem. So even if you take from someone a lulav in the kaisel, you have to be matonos leachz. Moshe Rabbi Yashiv HaKad, Rabbi Yashiv went every day in the morning with his lulav to shake the lulav there. It's chumra shibachumra from a choshev et amit chochem, and if you daven in the kaisel and you come back to yeshiva, you have to be yoytze again, to be yoytze to the rabbanon. But kubi, the mokim of mikdosh is only the reis. My older brother is choshish to that. So when he comes back to the kaisel, he's yaitse to the rabbanon, because it could be there is the deraisa, they were not betaken to the rabbanon. And now when you're out of Yerushalayim, you chayim with the rabbanon. Yeah, it's mamash a chumor.
With the bracha?
No. Even when you go to the Kaiser, we don't do a bracha again. It's only Shitas Rambam. Now, Bishar Yomim Choser is kosher, but the Meiri says that as a Hidu, that even in the other days we will not have a Choser. Meiri. I saw someone show me 2 days ago an Esrig, very nice Esrig. It was $1,500, a beautiful Esrig. But it had like a little hole in the bottom. It was a Suffolk chasam. So I said, maybe for the second day, maybe I'll be masking to take it. And I said, I didn't take it, it was a Suffolk chasam. Even the mask for the second day chasam is kosher, but for the meeting. Don't pay $1,500 not to be able to chum of the Meiri. Now, a lot of times what happens is the Esrog tree is a very delicate tree. Now, it has needles. So the needles poke the Esrog. So what happens, the Esrog gets little holes. But it happens on the tree. And after it gets the hole, it has, it starts to grow over it like a scar. It's called a gelet. If it's completely covered, it's kosher. But sometimes, emotion on that one, so like you heard from the megadol of that esrog, so they found a needle in that esrog. It's a beautiful esrog, a beautiful esrog. But the reason it was only $1,500, it was because of that hole. And when it was growing on the tree, they saw the needle coming in, they took it out, they left it a month on the tree. So it already had a scar all over the place. But when I looked with the glass, inside deeply, deeply was one part that it didn't overgrow. So it was chasam. Now that you see, oh, it looks like it overgrown, but when you check it with the glass properly, you find that inside is a place that it didn't grow. So it's vayit a chasam. So later, if chasam has to be lefi, if you see with a glass or without a glass. Now, an esrog is true zach, is chasam, nikav, v'niklav. Now I'll explain. Nikav means from side to side, or not from side to side, without chasam. For example, someone has long nails, he touches the esrog and he gives it a, they call it a kvetch. Go to the Meir, a kvetch. Then went to the Meir, show him this. Nah, there's only a kvetch, he tells me. What's a kvetch? Guy gave it a kvetch. He has long nails. It's a Meir, different reasons. Yeah? And he scratches the esrog. Now, when you scratch the esrog, you don't take off something from the esrog, right? Just your nail goes in and scratches it. So be'etzem it's kosher, but if that hole goes from side to side, then it's possible. Or even not from side to side, if the hole goes till where they have the pits, it's called chadre azera. The esrog, when you split into two, we'll see later, is different layers. The inside, where the pits are, it's called chadre azera, the zroim, where you have the pit that you can grow more trees from it. It's also possible. Or, if the nekev is big, bigger from the size of a bigger from the size of a rice, one piece of rice, if it's, it's more than that. Lemaise, so the regular nekev be'etzem, if it's not mefulish, it's not a problem. In the old days, before we had a lot of esrogim, a lot of the rabbanim were nervous. They take an esrog out of pitam, and the edge, sometimes you see in the place of the pitam like a hole. They were nervous that that hole gets to the chadra azera, and it's possible. The truth is, it never. So the old days, you took off a hair, you put it in, and you saw how deep it goes. That was the way when I was in Bacher, this is the way the big mumchim check. From that time, I took thousands of Israeli, maybe a thousand, and I cut them to two. The holes never get very deep. These holes of the pitons, there's nothing really what to be worried about. This is Nikav. Now we have Chosar, it's chipped off. Machlekes Rishonim, if it has to be Chosar Ke'iso or Afilu Mashu. We are Machmir Afilu B'Mashu. B'Shem D'Chazanish, some say that it has to be that it's Nikar Le'enayim. If it's not Nikar Le'enayim, now Le'kula Almeh, you have to check it very close. And I will explain. In a second we'll speak about the black dots. Here is a shaila, how close you have to hold the esrik to your eye to decide what the black dots passes or not. And chosar, the kulam, you have to bring it close to your eyes. But the chazanish said, if it's not seeable in a regular eye, it's not called chosar. But even so, that expensive esrik, that without the glass you couldn't see it, there it's different. There you see a hole already. Just you don't know if it already got banded or not. Then for sure you have to check with a glass. What if you have a suffix chosar? Something Mishnah Berurah, it's kosher. Why? Svek sveke. Suffix if it's chosar or not. And even if not, it's a machlekes if you have to have ki'iso or mashu. But the Chazanish said, if you see that it looks chosar, not to be maker. The Mishnah Berurah says that in Yontef Sheni, for sure you can make a bracha on chosar b'mashu. Maybe you have to have keiso, and even if not, maybe Yontef Sheni chosar is not a problem. And the top of the esrog, we choshish even b'mashu, that it's poison. But this is chosar. Then we have niklaf. You have to know the difference of niklaf to chosar. Niklaf is not chosar, it's not. The esrog is made from four layers. The inside, we call it cheder hazera. The basal, the flesh. It's, when you cut the esrog to two, you will find inside pits. Then you find like white. Right? You never saw esrog cut to two. Then you have green. Then you have shiny green. Right. The outside layer is a shiny green. If you peel that with a peeler, it will stay green but not shiny. Then you have the white. And then you have the chadra azera. Then you have the chadra azera. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma that if the shiny was peeled, it's called niklaf. Now the halacha is, Even if niklaf rubo is kosher, kol zman is not niklaf kula. But if it's missing from the green, it's already going to the parsha of chosar. Some learn the Mishnah Berurah, no. If some of the green is left, it's not chosar. Only if the green reached till the white, then it's chosar. The white, the kula alma is chosar. If in the parsha of Mishnah Berurah, the shiny green is okay if it's off some of it, but not from the real green. So really, if half of the real green, again, the only thing that's giving is really bad to have, only to know that if you have a little scratch, you know, to go to Asa Shaila, not everything makes it chosar. A lot of time, you know, you see these scratches on the Israel. A lot of time, they're nothing anyways. Where the tree grows, they have to know, even if yes, could be Zbichal not chosar. Mishnah Berurah says, if was niklaf, even only the skin, the shiny skin, and the color changed, if it's on top of the esrog, if it changed to white and black, it's possible, shal maris b'dieved is kosher. It's a halacha you have to take an essay that is hodol. I had a suffix. What is hodol? The few of you think or the few of the Mavin thinks? The Moshe, but the Chassid in Gartel is very nice in the Ezra. There was a Gartel in the Ezra. The Litvikas will not touch it. So it's hodol or it's not hodol? I had as a buffer in yeshiva, he went out to work, he wore the diamonds. So his minig was he would land 2 hours before Sukkot, and that's so. And I would buy from the Esrit. He would come to my house, he would take an Esrit. So you know, every time that he came, I took out 2 Esrit. Alamot, the famous Maizim of the Ger Rebbe, was a Boicha. All of his parnas was from Israel. 1 year, everything went bad. But the Rebbe was for Zion. The Rebbe said, every guy that comes to you, give him 2 Israelim to come to ask me. And every guy that came in, the Rebbe said, this one is better. That's the best. So I also, every time I have 2 Israelim for him. And I told him, I think this one is better. He said, I wanted to see the other one. He said, no, the other one is better. I told him, listen, I'm a maven in Israel. I'm telling you, this one is better. He says, I'm a maven in diamonds. I'm telling you, this one is better. He says, you don't understand. I'm out there. I know what is nicer. So the shayla was, you go to fee the maven in Israel, or you go to fee what is nicer. So I asked of Nissim Karelitz, of Sriyanka Fisher, of Neuvel. They told me every person goes to fee what he. And Moshe Sternbuch said, no, you have to ask the Mevinim. Chaim Kreisler told me that he's not sure. And Meir Shmulevitz wanted to tell you, maybe the Machlekes in the Yerushalmi. Moshe says, when you go to the war and you find a Yifais Toya, so you're allowed to marry her. Yeah? If she's not a Yifais Toya, you're not allowed to marry her. What if you think she's nice and then no one else thinks that she's nice? You're allowed to marry her? So he wanted to be told, it could be the Mechalek, I don't know how to go into that. It was a very Shmulevitz. But the Chure, we could say that even if Bishar Mitzvahs, it's totally in every person, could be as Esrig as different. Moshe, the Chassidim think that a Torah is very nice in the Talis. Yeah? A Lich Bishar in Gemara Lake would be embarrassed to wear it. Yeah? So it's nice or it's not nice? Chicago, you're embarrassed to go to Shul without it. In Lakewood, you're embarrassed to go to Bismarck Gavoya with it. Yeah? Embarrassed, they don't let you in, I don't know exactly. How about different mother with Roshes? So, I want to explain. Tesfah says, Rashi says that why you have to have an Esrog Hodo, Ze Keli Van Vey. Frank Tesfah is a Keli Van Vey who doesn't pass on. So why here it's possible? So Tesfas, here it says pre-Eitz Hodo. It's not Stam Zekeli Van Veil. Pre-Eitz Hodo. Right. Every mitzvah, the mitzvah is a mitzvah, Zekeli Van Veil. Everyone does what he thinks is nice. Here the Heftze of the Pri is pre-Eitz Hodo. So that the Heftze of the Pri is pre-Eitz Hodo, could be we have to decide what is a pre-Eitz Hodo. If someone has 2 esrogim, a nicer one and a less nice, what do you give to your father, what do you take to yourself? So this is close. If your father pays, he gets the better one. Shaila is, if your father doesn't pay, my God. He'll pay for his own. But you pay, you buy esrogim, and your father's coming for you. You, mamash, you know, put some hours, you got a good esrog, what to give to your father? Shem Zalman told me you take the nice one to yourself, the shvacher one to your father. I kibud avayim is the raisa. He says, buy a shvacher esrog, buy your father a couch. What is the shechis? Take your tefillin, sell it, buy like, you know, tefillin from the kaisel, and then buy and give your father a couch. The Torah says, you have to do mitzvahs. Not everyone was masking, but this is what I heard from Shem Zalman. He said, I thought if you could give your father your nicer one and go to shake by your father. So I said over this ma'aseh years ago, maybe 15 years ago. And a yid called me up, told me he lives in Lakewood. Says the bakery in Lakewood, I don't know, could be, you know, today it's different, but this is what he told me on the phone. They have a special bakery that ever likes to buy challahs there. Now it's two kind of challahs. It's geflochten challahs, and ones that are made in a pan. Ones that are made in a pan are a bit more oily, more geschmackish to them. So his rabbi said every time he sends him to buy for Shabbos, the geschmack challahs. One time he went to Bespedish to learn, Bekitzer, Mamish came the last minute to the store. He bought, he took, he put it in his back of his car, he told the worker, they put like six geschmack challahs. Second after, he comes in and Gemal. He wants also the geschmack challahs. Guy thought it was nothing left, only the simple ones. How the guy was scared how to go back home. His wife would not let him back into the house. You know, she warned him before they go to Bismedrash, but you know, he had no Kivegis Kasha. He went first to Bismedrash. Lemay said he doesn't know what to do, back and forth. The guy said, I'm sorry. So he said, you know, I decided I'll be a good yid. I told him, go to my car. You can take three geschmacki ones. So now every meal I will have one regular, one geschmacki one. I came to the Suda Shabbos. I asked my kids, I want to make a moitzi. And the geschmacki one, or the one that we did a mitzvah. So he said, he came to us as well, my story is a bit connected. He went to Abraham Kanievsky of Shlomo, and he asked him, and what he had to make a moitzi. So Abraham Kanievsky of Shlomo told him on the sweet one. Rav Nissen Karelitz told him, for sure on the sweet one, not only because I'm answering you that the sweet one is more geschmack for the bracha, and the simple one, you never made a mitzvah. The mitzvah you made and the one you gave to the guy. The one you have is not a mitzvah. If the guy had a poshut one, you gave him geschmack, well then he went, you bought poshut one. What is the shaykh's bechlam? So he says he called me up, he has a kasha. Sai Reb Chaim Kanievsky of Shteyman of Nissen Karelitz, and Sai on the shir that he heard on the radio. He heard that I said to give the nicer one to yourself and the shvacher one to your father. He said, the chassidim mesaprim, that was a meisim one, that was a year that every year he had the best esrog. The whole city came to Benjamin's esrog. One year he was about to go to buy, all the year he saved the money for the esrog. He was about to buy the esrog, he walks in. So he comes to the place, and the way he hears screaming in the house, he goes in, he finds a Yosema, she has to get married, there's no money, she's fainting, the way he goes up, he gives all of his money, and he goes to the Mechi, he's left with a couple of zlotas, like pennies, a couple of cents, and he buys that little, small little esrog. So he comes home, he comes the first day, he's embarrassed. He goes to the shul, he stands at the back, puts his talus, fill the bottom, and he holds up a little esrog. Every year, you know, he had that esrog that I saw, yeah? This year he has a little esrog. Kids of the Ma'anuim come, the Rebbe, you know, the Rebbe, Gavra takes off the pishtan, and the Rebbe is about to make the bracha, one of the chashur Rebbe's, and the Rebbe says, no, I can't make a bracha. The Rebbe starts to go back and forth. Everyone asks. The Rebbe says, it's an esrog that smells Gan Eden here. Kids, the Rebbe goes back and forth till he stands near this guy, and that esrog the Rebbe wants to make the bracha. So he says, so we see that the Rebbe wants to make the bracha on that esrog. So how Chaim Kanievsky tells me to make the bracha on the sweet one? The chur, the bracha had to be on the poshut one, the vidamaisa. Same thing, how are you telling me to give the nice one to yourself, the shvacha to your father? The chur, this was his kash. He called me and asked me a kash. So I told him that even if Lama Zogan is right, Megabe, the story with the challah that he could bench on the poshut one because it smells Gan Eden. And an esrog, it doesn't help that it smells Gan Eden. It's a deep pre eitz hodo. Moshe, I heard of one yid said, I have an esrog, rein from Mitteltegen. Maybe it's clean from Mitteltegen. It's nothing. You could have a standard range for Bittul Teira, Givaldi. You could have a Talis range for Bittul Teira. That Esrog is no Musig range for Bittul Teira. It creates order. You could say, I don't take an Esrog. Chop Chicka Tainus. Could be Tama Tera Kenai Yid Kulam. I don't have a Tainus. But it's no Musig. The Esrog is range for Bittul Teira. Clean from Bittul Teira. It's not as a Musig. I asked me a question with Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says, you know, a lot of times the Esrog gets brown during Sukkos. I'll get it in a second. Chassam Sefer says you can make a bracha on it. Why? It happened from using it in the mitzvah. It's Mishmush HaYodayim. Zekei Livan Veil. Chur, we said, we don't count these things. Here, it's from the Esrog Alei. It's like, who's the Chazanish? Someone came to ask the Chazanish. His hat got dusty in Yom Shabbos. He wanted to be maker to blow on it to take off the dust. Chazanish told him to see covered Shabbos. A dirty shirt in Shabbos doesn't cover Shabbos. The right amount, yeah? Doesn't cover Shabbos. That's his soul in covered Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos that you keep in Shabbos and you're not cleaning. Not brushing off your head. That is covered Shabbos. Not a chiston in covered Shabbos. It's a Hidu in covered Shabbos. Now, the nose is off. Sometimes you take out the esrog. One area it's green, one area it's yellow. So sometimes it's very nice. It's mamish like blend together beautifully. That is the expensive esrog. But sometimes I have a patch green, a patch yellow, like no proportion. Shmir Shabbos kilchoso holds that it's possible. It's called Menumor B'maris K'sheiras. And they bring down B'shem L'chazanish. And Sefer Abba, meaning he brings Raya, that this is not called Menumor. This is called Esrog. Menumor means has red, brown, white. Even if it's Maris K'sheiras, if it looks all over the place, it's possible. But the Esrog colors, no. Have been marked also a lot of times on Mekach Toys. What is Mekach Toys? I don't much remember, the first year I became a chosen. So I went to my shmer from England. Because I wanted to have a good esrog. So I went to the seichel. It was one seichel, then it was the Rovich. It was one seichel selling him in the whole gate, the whole Newcastle. It was one guy. Because I said, I want to buy the best esrog. Not only the best one has to go to your shmer, you get the second one. I think I paid £200. Then the pound was better from today. Yeah, but before they left. The kids are. So I paid £200. £200. The second day Yontif, the esrog became brown. Kids, I couldn't. People told me Chassam Sefer. I said Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer. I didn't pay £200 for being to Chassam Sefer. Kitzer, I decided I'm going back to give it back. Mekach Toras. You don't pay so much money. That it was a lot of money. You don't pay so much money to get such an esrog. I walked out of the house. After 2 minutes, I came back. She asked what happened. I said, I realized I can't go to give it back. Why? There's a famous Beis Halevi that says, there's two kinds of Mekach Toras. It's a Mekach Toras, the Moshe, you order a fridge, comes a couch. You want to keep it, you also can't keep it, right? You have to call the company. What if you order a fridge and it comes with a scratch? And you want to keep it, you can keep it, or you have to call the company to ask permission. But if you want to give it back, you give it back? Yes. So it's Mekach Toras or it's not Mekach Toras? It's up to you to decide. But if it's a couch, it's not up to you to decide. So the Beis Halevi, Mum, you have a right to bring back, but if you don't want, you can keep it. I mean it like this. If I bought an esrog and they sold me a couch, it's Mekach Toras. I bought a couch and I got an esrog. Here, it's up to me to make Mekach Toras. But if I will make Mekach Toras, means I never bought this esrog. So it means the first day I was not Yitzhak. It's not a time Bochum by this middle of the Sukkot to get angry to go back in the Meichel. No problem. But you have to know you're not here for the first couple of days. Every year I'm in the Bochum, yelling, I get phone calls, I want to give it back. No problem. They say Bochum Shem from a Chusa, they don't go it. So you have to know. So it's not a Pasha. You made a Bochum too bad. So, but Alba Bisalevi, what will help us anyway make Achtonis? The Tanakh says, no. Alba Bisalevi says, no. It's more psuli. There's a psul that is called Shinui Mare and Chazozis. Shinui Mare Be'etzim is what the Iker, when you go to choose the Esrog, first you have to have it nice. Bach has to know that what is important in the Esrog is what is called the Gidul, is the Pitem is the top, the Oikitz is the bottom. Right? But you have the Pitem. Some people say, I said without a Pitem, but the place where the Pitem has to be. Now, one of the important things is that that Pitem, or the hole where the Pitem has to be, is in the middle of the Esrog. Stands, when you hold the Esrog straight, on top of it will be the Pitem, or the place. If the Esrog goes to the left, or to the right, Dumya the banana, that is a psu. It's not posu, it's missing in the other. Or, the Moshe sometimes looks like a ball. So mamish kadu could be posu. But doesn't have to be bold, it could be bullish. It's missing in the hover. Then, if it's very narrow, like a crooked, but it's also missing in the hover. Has to have a wide, and becomes, but these are only klolim in the hover. So the regular esrog starts wider from the bottom, it goes slightly up like a mountain. This is an esrog. Sometimes you have an esrog at Kol Kule mountain, meaning to say the bottom is straight. It's like a triangle. Almost. I'll explain you in a second why I'm saying these are chetinitzes. The regular esrog really, the bottom is a little bit narrow, it becomes more bigger, and then towards the top it goes again to be narrow. Now the halacha is shinui mare that is poisel is black and white. Red is a machlekes, brown is kosher. Even there's a new sefer that came out, Oiz Shebehodo, he's a big machmir on the browns. He says, the Tana says that shochor kikushi is possible. And he made pictures from all different, from all the countries, what is a kushis? And the time is that most of them is not black, it's dark brown. No, I'm saying. Gosh, I saw it tonight. He's right. No, he says it's not. Well, it's a big chumor. It's a big chumor. I don't know. I'm saying. Oh well, we will speak. Lemaisa, what is discovered in all the poskim is that black is possible. Now the shayla is the halacha is if it's the choisom of the esrog, even one black that passes, and the bottom you have to have shtayim shalish mikoymos. Also, shtayim shalosh mekoymes, you have to know if it means in one area or in different areas. But we will speak now on top of the esrog. What is on top? So, when we'll take the esrog, we have the pointy top. If you come from the top, the edge of the esrog, we'll call it the edge of the nose of the esrog. The kula alma, that area is called the top. Somehow, when it starts to become very narrow, the third tap, they call it. Some say, from the place that it starts to become narrow, even from the middle of the bum. Some say, if you have that essay like I told you, like a triangle, from the bottom. From the place. Then you have a lot of shilas, a lot of esregim. One side is straight, yet the other side really starting to be slanted. So you have to know, the lower it goes, the easier to kasher it is. The higher it is, you more have to be mach. Now, what is the shir? Has to be nikar la'enayim. Some say you hold it like 10 centimeters away from your eye, this is called nikar la'enayim. But even then, it has to be that you see it, not... Some people hold no point to looking at a magnifying glass. It's not nikar la'enayim. Now, a lot of times, after you look in the glass, you could see it also with your eyes. Now, it's a big argument. I have a son, 16 years old. He sees every dot. When he was a kid, I couldn't take him to shul. Because I would stand in Choshev Yidden, and all of that, he would say, Abba, Rabbi Yankel has a black dot on his S-ray. You know, he would say it loud. What do you say? Shimon has two black dots on his S-ray. All the people will say, at the end of that, you know what's sat there. So, but some Rabbanim tell you that because that maybe that was the way people, the only everyone saw. Today, we're in a generation that people have problems in the eyes. Look how people have glasses. Those ones have lessons inside, yeah? So, in the old days, they didn't have glasses, so no one saw. Obviously, things were different. Maybe because people use computers, I don't know why, yeah? But they said, the middle of daytime, right? So you need to use the glass to get back to what the old days people saw. Now, this is clear. What would be if someone has a dirty hand and he touches the esrog? It's gosh. He paints a little bit black on the esrog. It's also dusty. Now, the shaila is, a lot of times, what happens today that the black dots that you have in the esrogim, it's very strange, it's full of black dots. So you know what you don't need to have, you have, yeah? It's olive oil, it's a kind of law, yeah? So, some say that, you know, when they spritz to give a risus, to mechazik the fruits, that is the black, a lot of the black dots are not really from the esrog, it's the risus. No, I say risus in English. Something like that. So, now, but... If sometime, if they do it earlier and then it grows with the esrog, so then it becomes like a shinui ma'ariv from the esrog. Now, Rabbi Zimkarelli says brown that is noted to black has a din like black. But he says if you only see it in the glass, and if you look good in the glass, you see that it's not black, so then it's okay. Now, as a big shaylif was a black dot, I don't want to go into it because I want to cover also the relovim and adasim and alavis and the maspik slichas. What would be if you peel off the black dot? What a lot of moichim do. You have esrog, you just take a little needle, just take it off. So you have to know, a lot of times what happens when you do that, after a couple of days the esrog starts to get brown. It's not like that. So is a still in Shulchan Aruch about it, if it's kosher or not? The Maaseh, you have to be machmer in it, that it's not good. Sometimes, b'shas hadchak, maybe you could be mitzarif it. Now, there's another zach in the esrog that is called bletlach. Is these white dots that we have in the esrog that are not called shinui ma'ariv. They're not called a shinui ma'ariv. What is a bletlach? So, bletlach is two ways to look at bletlach. It's the Mishneh Chazozis. Chazozis is like a yabeles, a worm that grows on the esrog. A bletlach is miloshen leaf. In Yiddish, a leaf is a bletl. The esrog could get bletlach from three ways. It gets a bang, or a needle from the tree scratches it, a little liquid juice of the esrog comes out and dries on it. Now, why bletlach is kosher? So there's two reasons. One reason it's not a chazazi is because it's in the same height of the esrog. It's a part of the marah of the esrog. Chazanish the Chayotim brings down like a tchila she'iyah b'lize. The Gadim said that it's okay. Lemay said the Machmirim tried to be machmir not to have a bletel on the top part. Like a they have a klim esrog. A big machlek is a person. What if you have a bletel on top of the bletel? You have a black dot. Now, what if you have a black dot on the sheshanta? Sheshanta is the top of the pitom. You have like a flower, on top of that you have a black dot. That's kosher. What if you have a black dot on the pitom? So, Chaim was machshir, different pasul. The psak is like this. There's two kind of pitom. There's a soul digger pitom. They call it a flesh pitom, and they have a wood pitom. Flesh pitom means the pitom is made from the same material of the esrog. Right? A green pitom. Sometimes you have a brown pitom, right? A wood pitom. If you have a bushel, a green one, it's easy to hold on. If you have a brown one, if you hold on, normally it breaks. And the green one, it passes. And the brown one, the velt has to be making. Lekatchila b'choshish even there. Lemaisa Reb Chaim Kanievsky Paskins and Reb Shom Zalman. If you have a pitem, no pitem. Some people have an esrog without a pitem at all. And in the place where the pitem is a black dot. That is kosher because that black is because it broke. So the wood got black. It's not a pitem. It's not a chisol. For me, it's kosher. There's two minhagim. If to take an esrog with a pitam or without a pitam, the chassidim try to take an esrog with a pitam. Litvikers, a lot of them take without a pitam. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Reish Mem Chesiv Zayin. It says nital a pitam posu. Why? We have two reasons. One place the Mishabur brings down chosar. One place brings down Hodo. Chosar is only the first day. Hodo binogea all the 7 days. The Mishnah Berurah wants to say that if it only broke in the middle, it will be kosher. Zog de Ramo. So the Ramo says, "Kol zek shehoyo loy pitem venofal, aval im godal beloy pitem kosher, v'chen roiv esroigim emedin esayim." So why do we take without a pitem? Right, the Litvikas take without a pitem? Why the Litvikas take without a pitem? Why? So the reason was, first because we were scared of the break. Oh, it was very hard to get an esrog with a pitem. So the Meile, the Moshe, the Meliashi falls on the second day, it's better an esrog without a pitem, cleaner from an esrog with a pitem, that is not clean. Was a chashash of harkova. Because why some esrogim don't have a pitem? That's in the way of the esrog has to be with a pitem. Because the esrog tree is a very weak tree. A lemon tree is a strong tree. They took mix, and what they do is today they take lemon juice and they shot, give the tree the esrogim shots. And this is the way they did all different harkovas. Lemaise, after the Vietnam War, they realized one of the chemicals that they were doing to kill the people there. So it was one of the soldiers, American soldier was there, and he saw one of the places that the planes spritzed to kill all the people that were hiding to, against America. It was an Esrog place, and it was a Jewish soldier, and he came in and he saw a huge pitmin. He realized that that chemical makes the pitmin to grow. So that was one of the things that recently they used after it, and all the trees today take out pitmin. The mice today, all the trees have pitmin. It's not a pshat l'moshe, you buy chazanish esrog from Shapira. In pitam or bli pitam? What do you mean in pitam? It grows with or without. With a nose, without a nose. When we read the Ramon, we taught that our esrogim are different, the chweis. But it's the same trees. It's a couple of problems. One, if some of the esrogim have pitmin, so the ones that don't have, mistomet fell. In the old days, the Ramon said, our esrogim grow without. The male is the Rebbe Yashiv holds, you have to be choishesh also. So it's a machlekes. The Rebbe Zalman Chaznish says, if it falls on the tree, when the esrog is on the tree, it's not called that it's missing. Even if it fell right after it, it was already dry, and it fell after it, it's okay. Shabbat brings down a simon, you could know when it fell. And Eliashiv holds only if it falls when it's the beginning of the Esrog. They claim, Tuzach, the Ramos says that if it grew without a pitim, it's kosher, v'chen roi v'sroigim v'medina seil. We said they have two reasons, choser, and hodl. Al choser, he was serving on the shittas that if it grew without it, it's not called choser. And on hodl, v'chen roi v'sroigim v'medina seil, the Gemara says a black esrog and kush is kosher. But today, that it's not roi v'sroigim v'medina seil, could be me'ikar adin, you have to have a pita. The same thing, if it grew without a pita, it's not called chosa. There's a lot of rayas, not the mokim now to go into it, that the aloch is if you have a cow that doesn't have two lungs, it's treifa, right? What if it grew with one lung? So the Shulchan Aruch says that it's kosher b'diyad. So the goyin, it says, nitlo areyo. Mashma dafka nitlo, avaloy hoyoloy, v'chein nital apitem. And now, in Yeridea stated the Ramah that it's only mutar b'shas adchak. So why here do a machshir? The Teretz says, v'chen roi v'sroigim v'medina zeilu. But today that it's not shas adchak, so the Eishel Avraham the Vuchacher said that the Chuy would have to have a pitam today. There's a lot of answers, why not? But this is the reason that a lot of the machmirim, especially Rabbi Yashiv's Talmidim, even at the Litvisha today, they went back and the first day to have a pizza. It's late, we'll just touch a little, bit because we're running a bit late. The shear of a lulav is 40 centimeters. You measure it from the bottom, from the where the leaf starts to come out, till the place that the wood stops. Not till the top of the leaves, till the end of the wood. Lekatchila is the Indian to have two leaves under the place that you start to measure. Now in the lulav, you have the middle, you have one, then you have a tiyomis. The tiyomis is called the middle leaf, it's made from two leaves. Sometimes you have and the middle two tiyomis. So both have the aloch of tiyomis. Some people are machmir not to take the lulav of two tiyomis. Now, when you have two and you're not sure who's the tiyomis, the klal is the one that is open, but the klal is the tiyomis. Just to know the klal. It's very good news. Not stam because that law, because it's a different reason. Because the way it grows is every time the middle one splits and then another one grows. This is the way the lulav grows. So the first one to split will be the tiyomis. Me'ikar adin, if it's open a little bit till roiv, it's kosher. Like a tchil tefach, we're machmir that will be closed completely. Why we machmir? Shalatzir migzdan haritva, because sefer li posach. So Zyanke Fisher, when Beryashi want to hold, if it's open a little bit, you could glue it with seen through glue, and it's kosher like a tchil. Again, after it opened the tefach, it doesn't open. So some moichim do it. You have to know, let's make a toys if they do it. If they tell you that they did it, it's okay. Now, b'shar ha'yomim, the Mishnah brings down that it's kosher, the Meisra of Kiveger is poison. Now, we'll do one more thing because it's very late. In our generation, one of the new zach that people are busy with to love him is that the middle leaf. What happens is, in the old days, it was very hard to find closed lulav. We are spoiled. A closed lulav, every lulav you pick up is closed. Open mushroom. The new problems are that the two leaves in the middle don't finish equal. Now you have it in the height, and you have it in the roichav. And this is where the brisket chumrah starts, one of them. Now, the halacha is, if the tiyomis is made from one leaf, solik b'chad hutze posul. The shaila, how to look on this? That in this area it's called solik b'chad hutze or not? Rabbi Liashi was machmi. The Shem of Shem Zalman, they said, if you have a roiv, it's okay. Rabbi Liashi holds 2 millimeters, 3 millimeters, it's okay. More from that, not. The machmirim, a machmir, mamish, closed completely till the top. And covering each other. We will stop here with that. We will stop here.